USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new viral video is showing President Biden appearing to catch some Z's while attending the climate conference in Scotland. The video shows Biden dozing multiple times. Biden is in the second stop of his international trip that began with the G20 summit. The Senate in session this Monday, and Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says the American people are hurting as inflation hits a 30-year high.
Now, American families are having to anxiously budget for gas and groceries. But President Biden wants to literally make millionaires out of people who have violated federal law.
Speaking before the Senate, McConnell saying the Biden administration is focused on paying illegal immigrants close to $1 million per family for damages. A story that the Biden administration has not denied. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Cancellations continue in what is supposed to be the friendly skies. American Airlines canceling hundreds of more flights on Monday. The flight tracking website FlightWare.com showing more than 300 flights canceled and well over 70 delayed. That's a big improvement from the weekend when more than 1,000 flights were canceled.
I looked at my phone like 10, 20 minutes before and it just got canceled out of nowhere.
About when you have hours of uncertainty, hours of not knowing when you're going to stay, hours of waiting to get your bags back when you've already checked them.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says holding the bipartisan infrastructure bill hostage won't get him to support President Biden's social spending bill. Manchin saying he wants to understand how the larger bill impacts Americans and the economy. The White House responding in a statement by saying Manchin will support a bill that creates jobs and is fiscally responsible. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Reports say former Las Vegas Raiders coach John Gruden is considering legal options against the NFL and Commissioner Roger Goodell. Gruden resigned last month after his emails were leaked that included some racist, homophobic, and misogynistic remarks that he'd made. CBS Sports saying lawyers have advised people close to Gruden that he might have a case against the league over its handling of the emails. They were reviewed as part of the NFL's investigation of workplace misconduct by the Washington football team. Remembrances are continuing to come in for a longtime Major League Baseball player and announcer who died over the weekend.
Former Major League second baseman Jerry Remy, who went on to have a lengthy career as a beloved broadcaster for the Boston Red Sox, has passed away at 68 after losing a sixth bout with cancer. He said in an interview a couple of years ago, after four challenges with that disease,
because I'm a public person, because, you know, I'm on television, I'm in the homes of Red Sox fans and fans, if in some way by me saying this, they say, hey, make an appointment, you know, let's get in there. We haven't had a physical in 3 or 4 years. Let's go see what's going on. Then I consider it a success. I consider it worth it.
Again, Jerry Remy, the former ball player turned Red Sox broadcaster, has died at 68. Reporting from Boston for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.